I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. And we pay a great deal of attention to the border and a great deal of attention to homeless. That was the crisis in California before the border. But there is good news, and we're not going to skip it, because after a year of the pandemic, the Californians and the people who visit California need a bright moment. And Disney is going to represent all the parks reopening. Jeff, what a surprise. It's sold out. Do we know anything about getting in line or signing up online or how Disney will handle all the people who want to go back?
That's a good question. We do believe there will be some efforts to not only space people out and even perhaps not use some of the attractions or call them rides if they require people to stand next to each other. But a lot of it's going to continue to be with as much spacing as possible, everybody having to wear masks. You'll see many more groups of custodial folks going around the park and disinfecting areas. But it's going to go full blast. I mean, the place sold out when they had the pre-sale tickets. And this is a big story in Southern California. People talking about getting back to Disneyland.
And all the other parks are opening in train. Disney is still scheduled for the end of this month. So more good news. There's a new, well, sort of Tesla. It's called Too Simple. I didn't get this right away, Jeff. T-U Simple. $8.5 billion valuation. What does it do? Does it fly? Does the car fly?
You hope so. You hope it goes to, San Francisco faster than the bullet train. But yeah, this is one of the new lines of cars, electric car. This IPO came up and they raised over $1 billion. It's really, really amazing how quickly it's taken off. But I think that Tesla has been a good template for them, and other car companies that came before Tesla were the bad template. In other words, we know what not to do by watching them, but Tesla has been a great template. There's some other electrics and hybrids online, so they're pretty excited about this. But probably the biggest part about True Simple is it's a self-driving truck, and this is going to have a huge impact on the transportation industry, commerce, you name it.
Self-driving truck. That means that the Amazon Prime truck that pulls up in front of my rural hot driveway doesn't have a driver in it. It's going to back down with that little bing, bing, bing. And then what happens? The robot gets out and drops the package? Is that it?
That's a good question. They haven't really addressed that in this per se, but there's a whole load of supporting vendors and companies around Too Simple that are going to really benefit from this whole package. This is going to be a big boost for the company and for San Diego.
Environment, drought. Jeff, you either are on fire, you have mudslides, or there's a drought, and I can only guess that the asteroid will hit California, not France. So what about the drought? It was 20 minutes ago you were enjoying rain. Did it go away?
Oh, it went away all right. Actually, we didn't get any down here. But, it's not unusual to get a sprinkle. But, when we really need the moisture is in the summer – I mean, sorry, the winter snows, because – those create a snowpack, and much of the water that we get throughout California comes from the snowpacks, and that has been really, really down these past few years.
Didn't I remember this a few years ago? I mean, the drought is a cycle for you, right? You expect it.
Absolutely. We have a couple weather cycles we really anticipate. They're annual or multi-year ones, and droughts are one of them. Sometimes they don't know how long they'll be, or how deep they'll be. But we do keep track of these things because they are cyclical.
I want to be fair-minded, Jeff. Here in New England, the skies get cloudy. You understand? And we have days that rain all the time. That's good, Jeff. Lots of water. We could send you our water. Your blue skies are a way of talking about no clouds, are a way of talking about no rain. I just mentioned, the cloudy New England has lots of vegetation because of our rain. Now, we don't usually swing through Seattle and Portlandia, but you've tempted me, so I can't ignore it. Let's begin with Portland. Has Portland seceded in some fashion? Has it left the United States? Are justice officials no longer invited to Portland?
In some people's minds, yes. I think there's on the side that is trying to deal with the crime and deal with the issues, especially from a federal standpoint. I think sometimes they just have thrown up their arms. But when it comes to Portland itself, they're just of a different mind. Everybody thinks about Portland. If you're in California, you tend to think of of Portland and Oregon a little bit differently than you do the rest of the part of the country. And it's really amazing how Oregon has kind of let this go as a state, but certainly Portland is its own republic, it seems, at times.
Is that where the drugs are just no longer illegal? I mean, they're no longer arresting for drugs. I can't remember. It's one of those. Is it Oregon? Is it Portland? Or is it Washington?
It is Oregon, and they had decriminalized them. And you don't really hear anything about this. We haven't heard much about it at all during the riots over the past year, the unrest and the attacks in Portland on their federal facilities. You don't hear anything about drugs, but it is a way of life up there in some cases.
All right, to Seattle. Jeff, often when I ask him why, he goes, because Seattle. All right, this is because Seattle. A homeless shelter, that's a good thing. Homeless encampment, that's ordinary. But how does it go together with schools? How does that work?
In this case, up in Seattle, you had a school that was close to a home and encampment. And with everybody being away from the schools during the pandemic, the encampment grew. And it's gotten worse over time. And now that schools are back and people are starting to interact with each other, they're trying to live with this or deal with it or get rid of it. And it's causing quite a controversy up there.
Because the encampment won't, they're not removing the encampment, it's next to a school and they won't remove it? Or because the school is coming back? What is the, I mean, how is this an argument? It's a school.
It's crazy. And yet there are people at the school saying, you know, it's privilege. It's, you know, you can't step on the downtrodden. This is a great learning experience because you'll know how other people live. I mean, all these crazy arguments that are coming from them, and yet they're keeping it open. They're not trying to close it down. It just seems so strange, especially since it's so close to a school.
Yeah, because Seattle. All right, and finally, the Bonhomme Richard. That was the U.S. Navy ship that burned out of control, and you said they were going to junk it. Where's it going?
John, it's headed for Brownsville, Texas, which is an area we've been talking a lot about lately. It'll be scrapped there, taken apart. It was just too far gone for them to fix. There was a hope at the beginning that they would be able to repair it, but it was so far gone after all those days of the inferno there, they had to get rid of it.
So it's going to be scrapped in Brownsville, which is where the border conflict is, which is where Boca Chica is. This is becoming an extremely exciting part of the world, the Texas-Mexican border. Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.